Since the pandemic forced most companies to shut down, there's been a big increase in emails and phone calls to the Small Business Development Center at Buffalo State.
We're doing 3 to 4 times the volume we normally do.
Susan McCartney, the center's director, says the shutdown's extremely stressful for business owners who basically had to close overnight.
Not only are they worried about their families and loved ones, as everyone is, but they're worried about their employees. They're worried tremendously about their financial obligations, which are mounting up by the day. They're worried, will their customers be there when this ends? It is incredibly traumatic.
After nearly 20 years of experience as a stylist, Monique Cole opened Mirror Images, a private hair salon off Maple Road near North Bailey in Amherst, just over a year ago. Cole shut down March 21st, and says she thinks she's going through hair withdrawal.
As far as the business goes, they've actually suspended our rent, so that's a blessing all by itself, because if that's our only income and we can't work, how are we supposed to pay that? So that was a blessing for them to suspend the rent. But then when you have regular bills, you know, you have your at-home rent and utilities and, you know, just basic needs, and you don't have the funds to pay that, you know, it's a struggle. It's definitely a struggle.
Cole filed for unemployment, but is still waiting to find out if she qualifies. She's also working with the Small Business Development Center and applied for a federal economic injury disaster loan, or EIDL.
Well, I originally applied, it was $10,000 write-off, but then they've been changing it as we go along. So the update was it's $1,000 per employee. So if approved, I would only get $1,000.
Another option is the Payroll Protection Program. The PPP offers loans of up to $10 million for small businesses under 500 employees, nonprofits, and the self-employed. Tom Anderson, a corporate attorney with Harder, Seacrest, and Emery, says loan amounts are based on 2.5 times a company's payroll costs.
And it's somewhat amazing that if over an 8-week period, the company that receives that loan uses it to pay 75% of that on payroll-related expenses, and the other 25%, which you can use on other expenses, that loan will be forgiven by the government. So if it's used in the way that it's intended, the money that's received by the business, it will never have to pay back. So it's quite an exceptional program coming from the government.
Bob Phillips of Buffalo Hydraulic on Walden near Bailey in Buffalo is also working with the Small Business Development Center.
I've been here 40 years. I'm third generation. So I've seen even downtimes in the economy, but I don't think anybody's seen a slowdown or the effects of what we're facing right now.
Buffalo Hydraulic is small, 5 employees, but it's unique. Philip says the company designs and builds high-pressure, high-tonnage systems for lifting, pressing, pushing, and pulling just about anything, from bridges and trains to food processing equipment nationwide. So it's considered an essential business.
So we are allowed to legally work, and we're doing so. It's just new business and what tomorrow looks like for us.
Philip says not knowing if his customers will survive is stressful. He applied for an EIDL grant and the PPP, but he says his big international bank is overwhelmed with applications.
And there's really no follow-up available to us. It's a kind of a wait and see, and you know, our funds available when they get to our application, and we're not sure, so we'll have to be hopeful in that.
For help navigating the relief programs, McCartney says, just call the Small Business Development Center at SUNY Buffalo State.
Our goal is to keep you alive. Keep the business alive. Sustain that business. Keep it going, because we will get past this.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.